Sally Tebow from sallytebow.com.au is our guest right now. And Sally, you put us to the test with a little bit of a quiz that you've got going on your site at the moment. First of all, for the new book, Lighter, tell me about what this quiz is planned, designed to do.
Okay, so mostly it's designed to find where your motivation levels are and your energy levels are. And so we each have unique personality needs. In other words, our personality needs different things in our lives to keep our energy levels high. And when we're not, when we don't understand them, that's when our motivation and our energy levels drop and we tend to get very introverted and we get very judgmental of ourselves. But knowing these little things can help keep your motivation high and keep your happiness level high as well.
All right. So when someone fills this out, there's a list of categories that they are put into from a personality motivation perspective. So we've got what have we got? We've got competitor, we've got achiever, we've got
socializer.
And peacemaker.
Yeah. All right. So what do you expect Susie and I came out as?
Well, Luke, I'm going to hazard a guess. I think you are a competitor.
Right. And Suze?
I think Suze is an achiever. I've just got a feeling.
Hey, have you been looking at the results in the back end of your website?
No, in fact, I haven't. I just, when I knew you were doing it, I thought, oh, betcha Luke's in a competitor. That just fits. Anyway, I'd be interested to see what you think, that's you.
Well, I was burning right then because I felt like he cheated and you unfairly won our unsanctioned competition. So that would say you're correct.
Yes. So I did come out as an achiever. I found the quiz really tricky though in some times because unlike one of the questions talked about the way you like to exercise and, you know, do you like to be by yourself listening to podcasts and things? And I do like to be by myself, but I actually don't listen to anything while I walk. So I chose that answer. Because it was closest, but yeah, it's just a rough guess of what your behavior is like.
And it's designed to do that. You just answer like almost literally the first thing that comes into your mind rather than going, oh, am I? And the other thing about it is it's actually better to do this pre-COVID if you'd ask the questions pre-COVID rather than in COVID because that will change. That will change those somewhat.
Yeah. It is fair to say our moods have altered just slightly and our perspective on life may be a little bit bleaker now than it was a couple of months ago.
But you've done a little quiz that sort of partners nicely with the book Lighter that you've released that sort of breaks you down into one of four personality types in how you actually stay motivated. So can take a quick look at each of those.
Okay, well, let's look quickly at an achiever. That's what you came up as. And now, achievers are usually their harshest critics. They are extremely self-judgmental and self-critical, which is often holds them back. If they can't see themselves achieving, if they've set themselves a goal but can't see themselves achieving, they turn inwards and get very judgmental. They have a strong need for self-recognition. So you've got to see yourself achieving or your motivation level drops very quickly. So the next one is a socializer who has a strong – now, these are the socializers that – I mean, they are the ones on this needs profile that would be having a really tough time during COVID because they have a strong need for social involvement and connection. And so when they're not having that, you're not getting out and meeting people, and they need the actual personal contact, not necessarily by computer because they get their energy from people.
Yeah.
And they're the wonderful people you have to a party because they're the great conversation starters. They know how to organise a great event. So they'd be really struggling. The peacemakers are the people who have a strong need for security. So they're quite introverted people and they're brilliant listeners. They're loyal and great listeners, but they often are not allowed to speak. They don't have time to get their point across, and so people can often talk over them. Interestingly enough, many of those peacemakers are actually emotional eaters because they can't often share their truth. And the competitors, they have a strong need for self-fulfillment. Competitors are highly competitive, goal-driven. They often run at a very fast pace. The stress is their biggest challenge. Competitors are often highly stressed because once they set their mind on something, they'll work endlessly and tirelessly to achieve that.
So how do we use this information? How do we use these summaries? How do we use our understanding of who we are to have long-lasting results when it comes to our health?
So let's go to the achiever. The achiever needs to set small incremental goals, daily to-do lists, looking at things as a So 7-day plan or a 14-day plan rather than big goals, especially when it comes to things like weight loss, for instance. I'll get very down on themselves. You know, I want to lose 50 kilos, but if I haven't lost it by this week, I'm really cranky. I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, they need very small incremental steps along the way. Also need to understand when they're being very highly critical. The other thing about an achiever is if somebody criticizes them, they tend to get really angry. Because they've already criticized themselves. So if somebody points out they've done something wrong, it gets quite hurtful. So you need to understand that if somebody is giving you feedback, that you don't take it too personally. Achievers find that really difficult. Socializers need, when they're exercising, it's no good for a socializer to set a goal to walk by themselves every day. They're just not going to do it. They need group classes, boot camps, walking with friends, tennis, anything like that. That will keep their motivation levels high. But if they're trying to do something on their own, motivation levels drop. Peacemakers like things like yoga, Pilates, anything that doesn't impede on their sort of their energy space and gives them time to really think about the things that they're doing. Competitors like things like competitive sports, touch football, rugby, tennis, anything that is at high competition. For a competitor, they get bored very easily. And so they're not seeing results. I'll just give up altogether. But they're usually the ones we were in the gym, they'd be the ones pushing the heaviest weights. Mm. That was just the competitor.
I don't think that sounds like me at all.
I think it sounds very much like you. And I was listening to you talk about the achiever going, yes, yes. Yeah. It's very much me.
I actually think you're 3 out of 4, Suze. Quite honestly, which is why I find it very difficult to even have any idea what to do and say around you.
Oh, goodness me.
If you want to find out more and be able to sort of explore this for yourself, sallytebow.com.au/quiz, or you can just see the homepage there and get that link through. It's well worth us exploring, you know, understanding what actually keeps us motivated so that when we want to get healthier, we want to do some things that will work even beyond this COVID-19 period, then we actually can do that. Sally, thank you so much again for bringing us the wisdom.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.